Bishop's Border Protest, America Treats Migrants Worse Than Animals. By Amy Furr on June 28, 2019. Texas Bishop Mark J. Zeitz accompanied migrants from Central America across the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday to protest conditions of migrant holding facilities. "Standing here at the U.S.-Mexico border, how do we begin to diagnose the soul of our country?" Zeitz said, speaking in both Spanish and English. The Roman Catholic bishop told protesters the heartsick government and society of America views fleeing children and families as threats. Zeitz condemned Americans by stating a government and society who turn their backs on pregnant mothers, babies and families and make them wait in Ciudad Juarez without a thought to the crushing consequences on this challenged city. This government and this society are not well. The bishop led migrants, protesters, and members of the clergy across the Laredo International Bridge in what he called a faith action demonstration to highlight the Remain in Mexico program that returns migrants to Ciudad Juarez, where they wait for border agents to retrieve them and process their asylum claims. The diocese issued a statement regarding the protest which stated, "As part of the recently expanded Remain in Mexico program, hundreds of migrants are returned daily to Ciudad Juarez from El Paso, including families, women and children. These migrants often experience distressing conditions in immigrant detention for several days before being returned, where there is a critical lack of access to shelter, food, legal aid and basic services. Thousands of migrants have already been returned to Ciudad Juarez as a result of Remain in Mexico. More than 15,000 asylum seekers have reportedly been forced to return to Mexico while their cases are processed. We don't want to be here," said migrant Tanya Palma. "We appreciate the help from some kind people, but we made the sacrifice to leave our homeland so that our children can have a better life, a better future." However, John Samirak, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Catholicism and The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration, told Breitbart News last year that Catholic bishops have financial interests in both legal and illegal immigration. He said, "The U.S. Catholic bishops' charities are almost entirely funded, in some cases, by federal funds because they're federal contractors serving immigrants. The U.S. bishops have zero moral credibility to speak about immigration because they rely on immigration just as much as the Democratic Party. Why is it a surprise that they are allied with the Democratic Party on the immigration issue?"